This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of you have probably heard the headline drought-related water number from out in California that farmers and ranchers use 80% of the state's water while contributing less than 2% of California's total economic output. Governor Jerry Brown, he of the mandatory 25% cuts in non-agricultural water use in California, has been defending the ag industry this past week, saying many farmers have already seen their irrigation water cut back, especially the ones in the Central Valley, who depend so much on snowmelt from the Sierra Nevada. So from our sustainability desk, Marketplace's Sarah Gardner explains exactly what those farmers are growing with the diminished water supply that they have and who's buying it.
Rule number one in farming, it's a business. That's what Jay Lund at the University of California, Davis reminded me a few months back.
And so when a farmer is short on water, they're going to say, well, I'd like to have more water, but the water I have, I'm going to make the most profit from it that I can.
That's why farmers in the Central Valley use their water to grow high-value specialty crops, says Bill Matthews at the University of California's Agricultural Issues Center.
Well, the specialty crops, you know, would include your fruits and nuts and vegetable crops and anything that would not be a staple crop.
Actually, if you take the top six crops by acreage grown in the valley and made dinner, you'd have a big bunch of grapes and almonds on one side of the plate, a walnut pistachio mix in the center, and a helping of rice topped with canned tomatoes. Most of the nut crop, by the way, is sold overseas. Jonas Minton is water policy advisor to the Planning and Conservation League. He says California shouldn't tell farmers what they can grow, but
it does not make sense to plant more of these permanent crops that require water in wet years and in dry years at the same time that our cities are having to cut back so much.
For right now, though, the numbers still pencil out for lucrative tree crops like almonds, even with growers paying steeper water prices and digging expensive wells to stay in business. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.